Test 64, Section 2, Question 9. And here we're looking for a parallel flaw. Now, this one's short enough that you could do it without the conclusion trick, just because it really is kind of short, and I probably would. So, if child is going to develop healthy bones, diet must include calcium. It follows that the diets of children who do not develop healthy bones do not include sufficient calcium. And this is just a bad if-then. It's saying, if healthy bones, then calcium, and then jumps to if not healthy bones, not calcium. So it's if A, then B. So therefore, if not A, not B, and that's a bad if-then. So, if bread is to have a firm crust, it must be baked at the right temperature. It follows that bread that is not baked at the right temperature will not have a firm crust. Well, that's actually a valid if-then, or contrapositive to the if-then, because if firm crust, then right temperature, the contrapositive would say, if not right temperature, not firm crust. Cake must contain the right amount of flour in order to taste good. So that says, if taste good, right amount of flour. It follows that the cakes that do not taste good do not contain the right amount of flour. That's the same thing. It's the original was, if taste good, then right flour. And then the conclusion says, so if not taste good, not the right amount of flour. But there could be other reasons why the cake doesn't taste good, just like there could be other reasons why children don't develop healthy bones. And so B matches really well. I would take B and go, but we'll check the others. The bake-a-thon, which is open to contestants of all ages, has never been won by a person under 30. It follows that the winner of this year's bake-a-thon will not be under the age of 30. That's not the same kind of argument. That's arguing from what has happened in the past to what will happen this year, and that's a different sort of scenario. Both yeast and baking powder can cause sweet rolls to rise. It therefore follows that yeast can always be substituted for baking powder. So saying because they're similar in one respect, they can always be. And that is flawed, but it's not the flaw that we're looking for here, which was just a bad if-then. In recipe contests, there are always more contestants in pie than there are in cake. Follows, therefore, contestants have a better chance at winning. That's about percentages and likelihood of winning. It's not a bad if-then, and so E is out. And so B definitely is our correct answer.